Hey there, beautiful souls. It's Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of manifestation magic. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your body and mind are playing a never-ending game of tug-of-war? Well, guess what? Your emotions have a whole lot to do with it. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of how our feelings directly impact our physical health. We're talking about that gut feeling, literally. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Jessica, this sounds super serious, like something out of a textbook. Don't worry, I promise to keep it real, relatable, and hopefully, even a little bit fun. Because let's face it, life is short, so we might as well learn how to navigate it with both our hearts and minds in tip-top shape. So, grab your favorite beverage, coffee, tea, even that sparkling water you love. And get ready to unlock some powerful insights about the incredible connection between your emotions and your physical well-being. Are you ready for this? Let's do this. First things first. Stress is like a silent assassin. You know that feeling when deadlines loom, relationships feel strained, or life just throws curveballs your way? Ever notice how your muscles tense up, your stomach churns, and maybe even your head starts pounding? That's your body saying, "Hey, we need to deal with this." Chronic stress wreaks havoc on our system. Think high blood pressure, weakened immune system, and even increased risk of heart disease. But here's the good news. You're not powerless against stress. We have this amazing thing called mindfulness that can help us manage those pesky stressors. Think of it like hitting the pause button in your brain. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the present moment. Maybe notice the warmth of the sun on your skin or the smell of that delicious coffee you're sipping. Mindfulness can calm the storm within and bring back some much-needed peace. Next up, anxiety, that nagging feeling of worry and unease. It can manifest in so many ways, from sleepless nights to digestive issues, even headaches. Remember that time when you were giving a presentation and your heart felt like it was going to beat out of your chest? Yeah, anxiety can do that. But guess what? We're not just meant to be anxious all the time. There are things we can do to manage anxiety, exercise, journaling, talking to someone you trust, or even trying some relaxation techniques. You know those deep breathing exercises your yoga teacher always talks about? They actually work. And speaking of exercise, ever noticed how good a workout makes you feel? It's not just about the endorphins that make you feel happy. Physical activity is a powerhouse for both your mental and physical health. Exercise can help reduce stress, improve sleep, boost energy levels, and even strengthen your immune system. Finally, let's talk about something near and dear to my heart, gratitude. It sounds simple, but seriously, take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. A delicious meal, a sunny day, a supportive friend. Gratitude can shift your entire perspective. It's like magic for your mood, your energy levels, and even your overall well-being. Okay. So let's bring it all together with a real-life example. Imagine this. You have a big presentation coming up at work. Your mind is racing. Thoughts about what could go wrong, doubts creeping in. That stress starts to take over, your stomach feels uneasy, and you can barely focus. Sound familiar? Well, here's where the magic happens. You remember our little talk today. Take a deep breath, practice some mindfulness, remind yourself of past successes, and visualize that amazing presentation going perfectly. You even jot down a few things you're grateful for, your supportive colleagues, the opportunity to share your ideas, the chance to learn and grow. Suddenly, those butterflies in your stomach transform into excitement and confidence. Remember, your emotions are powerful forces. By understanding how they influence your physical health, you can take control of your well-being and live a happier, healthier life. So, my beautiful listeners, go out there and make today amazing. Practice some mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, embrace those positive vibes, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of manifestation magic. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.